I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today in Clearwater, Florida. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you. And coming up later in the show, we will have Orion Kirking. But coming up in just a few minutes here, we will go live to the Brandon Graham press conference back in Philadelphia. Spring training coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. So, Hugh, I just saw a video here as they're setting up the podium for Brandon for his press conference here, which will start momentarily. And how about this, Flex? They brought both Lombardis to the podium.
Oh, it must be nice. Yeah, I mean, because he's the only one that's done it. That's an Eagle that I know of. I mean, so he deserves everything that he's going to get today. He deserves that. Whatever he decides to do, I'm here for it.
Well, we're excited to play the press conference, and then we'll react to everything that Brandon Graham has to say. We'll air it in its entirety coming up, the BG press conference, which we found out about a couple hours ago, the fact that the Eagles are allowing him to have a press conference and make an announcement today. We're going to have that for you in just a few minutes here. I do like that touch, though. That's like, this is my career. Look, here's my career. Lombardi 1, Lombardi 2. And, Hugh, for a franchise that had zero when he walked in here, for him to be on and – a big part of all three times they made the Super Bowl and the two times they won it. I mean, heck, he made the most important play in franchise history.
Yeah. And you look at that. And that reflection within itself, man, tells you everything. The fact that he was here when there was no trophies in the trophy case to being a part of a team that has two, went to three, and being the most tenured Eagle in ever. You know, and to be able to see that, that's a hell of a career, man. I don't care what anybody says. Play 15 years in one place and to go through as much as that man has went through. Very, very admirable. Very, very admirable.
It's wild to think how long ago it was when this started. 2010 he was drafted. That is a long
ass time.
I mean, just
ago,
think
man.
About, you could think about your own life. You could think about like how long, 15 years is a long time in anyone's life. But Hugh, the Eagles... Andy Reid was the coach of the Eagles. I mean, Reid was the coach when Brandon Graham got drafted. I mean, think about how much has changed in the NFL just since Brandon Graham got here. You know, Reid leaving here, eventually going to Kansas City. He's been there forever now. Brandon Graham had Reid. He had Chip Kelly. He had Doug. He had Nick Sirianni.
He's seen it all.
Everything.
Can you imagine if Brandon wrote a book? Like, it has to be salacious. And you know Brandon's not that guy. But you got to write a book from the tenure that when you were here, from the time you got here, to see all those different coaches. I would read that book.
I would too.
Especially the Chip Kelly years. The Chip Kelly years would probably be the meat and the potatoes of that whole story. That's what I would like to see, how that changed and the emergence of Howie Roseman and how he became who he was. Because it sounds to me like him and him and Brandon have a really, really close relationship.
Well, there's some similarities because they were both they were supposed to be good, but then they were doubted a lot, and then they rose back up together to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So I would think that there's a kindred spirit in there between those two. So yeah, I would definitely want to read that. But he needs to get. That's probably what he needs to do. BG, if you listen, man, you need to go ahead and start working on your memoirs, dog. That would be something that you talk about. As long as you've been here, you've got to see the rise of Big Dom. Could you imagine some of these chapters in this book? The rise of Big Dom.
The Big Dom chapter.
Yeah, the Big Dom would be a big one. They put baby. Nobody puts baby in the closet. The Howie Roseman story. All of that, man.
Well, and even Brandon's relationship with the fans. I mean, if you had told me 12 years ago, Hugh, 13 years ago, that Brandon Graham would be one of the most beloved Eagles of all time, and it'd be reciprocated, right? He'd love the fans would love him, he would do shows on WIP for years. Hugh, I would have said that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of frustration, right? I mean, he was drafted in the first round, he was drafted in a spot where they could have took Earl Thomas, and the first, 3 years of BG's career did not work out great. It took him a while to get his footing under him and become an excellent player. And for those years, I'm sure it was he spoke about it. It was hard on him.
Yeah.
And fans,
they didn't like him a lot.
It was fair. Like it wasn't personal. It was like, hey, you shouldn't have been a first round pick. And then it turned out he was that guy.
Yeah.
It just took time.
And he gets it.
All right, let's go to the Brandon Graham press
this
conference.
Speech right now that I got for y'all. First, I just want to say thank you to everybody already. But y'all know I gave everything I had in this, and I don't have no regrets. That's one thing I tell them young boys: don't have no regrets. And so, first I just want to say, 15 years ago, I walked into this city as a young man with dreams, big dreams, a little bit of nervousness, and a whole lot of fire in my heart. I had no idea back then what this journey would bring. I didn't know how many times I would be tested. I didn't know how much I would grow. And I surely didn't know how deeply I would fall in love with these fans and the team in this city. Today, as I sit here, I just want to thank God, because I know he was the main reason. You know, that was the biggest thing. I love my growth, my relationship with him, and just so much that I've shared with my teammates, and reflecting on a career that has meant everything to me. I am overwhelmed with gratitude. My life, my entire life has been forever changed because of this magical place. To Mr. Lurie, Howie Roseman, Dom, and everyone in the Eagles organization, I want to thank y'all. Thank you for believing in me, for sticking with me, for allowing me to call this place home for 15 years. The loyalty, trust, and opportunities you gave me are things I would never take for granted. You gave me the chance to become the player I always dreamed of being. But more than that, you helped shape me into the man I am today. Coach Reed, I couldn't forget about you. You were the first to bring me here, the first to look me in my eye and tell me that I belong. That moment changed everything for me. I will always be grateful for that. To every coach I've had, from Little League to high school to college to the NFL, I want to thank you. Thank you for challenging me, for believing in me, and pushing me to become better. Each of you played a role in my journey, and I am stronger because of you. To the staff at NovaCare, great job, Howie. Great job, Mr. Lurie. Great job, Dom, on just getting the right people in here. You guys are the heartbeat of the team, because every day, every early morning, every late night session, or treatment, or weight room staff, I mean, everybody know I love to eat, so they always had a great food for me. They always had encouraging words for me just as much as I had for them, and y'all kept me going when the grind felt too heavy. I owe my longevity to you. A special thank you to Miss Kathy, your kindness, warmth, and unwavering support for every player who walks through those doors. You are truly one of a kind. Carly, you know I can't forget about you. You made sure I always showed up where I needed to be, handled things with class, and represented the team the right way. And I want to thank you both for everything. To my teammates, my brothers, I mean, y'all are my brothers because I only have sisters, and I got three of them, and I was the oldest. So football was one thing, or sports period was where, you know, I got some real brothers, and we all went to war together. We fought, and we fought hard. We celebrated the highs and endured the lows, and through it all, we built something that can never be taken away. Two championships, two of them. We made history together. And while the trophies and rings are incredible, what I cherish most are the moments, the locker room laughs. I mean, Lane, one of the man, him, Fletch. I mean, you know, Fletch already know how I feel about them. Lane know how I feel about them. Shoot, Jay Hurts, all them boys know how I feel about them. Them on-field battles that we went through, me and Lane, and even me and Fletch, it was just a chemistry like no other, man. And I'm going to always remember that because that's what helped me in the moments where they called me a bus. And I can appreciate y'all in the conversations. JP, Trent Cole, them guys that helped me during them rough moments, and them lifelong friendships that I will cherish forever. Danny, Joel, my agent, my best friend, Danny, you know, you've been honest with me from day one, no matter the situation. That's not always easy in this business, but it's something I've always respected about you both. You kept it real when I needed to hear the truth, and you fought for me when it mattered most. I couldn't have asked for better people in my corner. Thank you for your loyalty, guidance, and always having my back. To my parents, mom, dad, none of this would have been possible without you. From the very beginning, you poured everything into me, your time, your energy, your love. Every sacrifice you made, every long night, every early morning, every moment where you put my dreams ahead of your own. I carry that with me every single day. You taught me the values of hard work, resilience, and humility. You showed me what it meant to never make excuses, to push forward even when things got tough, and to always stand tall no matter the obstacle in front of me. Every step of the way, you believed in me when I doubted myself, when the world questioned me, when I had to fight for everything I've earned. I am the man I am today because of you. I hope I've made you proud, because everything I've done has been a reflection of the love and guidance you've given me. To my wife, my best friend, my rock, since high school, you've been on my side. You've been by my side. 20 years of friendship, 11 years of marriage, and a lifetime of love. You are my greatest supporter, my biggest cheerleader, my constant source of strength. When the world only saw the player, you saw the man. When I was at my lowest, you lifted me up. When I questioned myself, you reminded me who I was. The sacrifices you've made, the love you've poured into our family, and the strength you've shown through all the highs and lows. There aren't enough words to express my gratitude. You held down our home so I could chase this dream. You gave me two of the greatest blessings in our children. You have loved me unconditionally, not for what I do, but for who I am. And that, more than anything, means the world to me. I love you more than you will ever know, and I am forever grateful to walk through life with you. To my kids, Emerson and Bryson, Daddy did this for you. Every early morning, every late night practice, every game, every time I got to put y'all clothes on and wake you up, Bryson, let you know that, you know, the men wake up first in our household, man. And I hope that you learning that, man, because nobody going to go get it but you. You got to go get it for yourself. And so every game where I left it on the field, I wanted to show you what hard work, dedication, and perseverance look like. No matter what you choose to do in life, know this: your work ethic, your discipline, and your heart will set you apart. No one can take that from you, and I hope you always carry that lesson with you. And finally, to Philadelphia. We didn't start We didn't start so tight, as you know. You made me work for this, and I appreciate you for that. Through the struggles, the injuries, and the moment where I had to prove myself over and over again, you never let me get comfortable. You held me accountable. You kept that chip on my shoulder. You pushed me to be better, and when the time came, we celebrated together two times. This city is built on hard work, resilience, and unmatched passion. And you bring the same energy to every game, every moment, every season. Your loyalty, your fire, and your unwavering support mean everything to me and this organization. Philly doesn't just support its team, it lives for them. And I see it, and I feel it, and I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you for being the heartbeat of this city. This game has changed my life, but more importantly, this city has changed my life. It has given me a purpose far beyond football. It has shown me what it means to be a leader, to be a friend, to be a man, a faith, and have integrity. While my time on the field is coming to an end, my love for this team and city will never fade. Philadelphia and everybody, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank y'all. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. My last one. BG out, baby.
We'll go ahead and open up to some questions.
BG, when did you realize that you would one day become one of the most beloved Eagles in history?
You know what? Probably this year I started to feel that because said that it was going to be my last year, and then started to see old videos pop up and what I had went through during them times and just remembering those moments and just knowing that I tried to stay as best. I feel like this year was that year for me where it started to sink in. And I think that's why I came to this conclusion of doing this year, especially after winning the Super Bowl.
BG, what do you want people to take from your story?
What I want them to take from the story is it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And so for me, if you get another opportunity, whatever that opportunity is, run with it. And don't look down on it just because of it might not be the opportunity or everything you dreamed about in your mind. When you think about it, how many times, 9 times out of 10, when you worry yourself about what you think something's supposed to happen, it normally don't happen the way you think it's supposed to happen. So I know for me, it was an opportunity that I got when I got here, and then I got another opportunity when Doug came, for real, when he came, and that changed my whole career, brought Swartz in. Man, I gotta give a shout out to Swartz too, because man, that coordinator, man, he kept me on point, just like Vic, you know, same. All my coordinators, you know, I learned something from, but that was the first one that really like took me back. Because that's who I had at the Senior Bowl, and I felt like I was myself again, and I can play my game when Swartz came back. And so that opportunity presented itself, and I ain't looked back since.
Brandon, I was sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, you good. You good.
You have never been shy about talking about low points in your career. Is there a point where you were at your lowest, and who really took you beyond that to become what you are?
Yeah. So Trent Cole and them guys, JP, them was the two that really helped me in the time where I was at my lowest. When they put that bus label on me, that was tough because I didn't want to go outside. I didn't want to do nothing. I didn't want to – I mean, I got to give my credit to my wife. She got me back outside doing stuff for the community and just not just sitting up. She's like, do something about it, you know, but you can't be just sitting in the house. And so I get it. And so I think during that time they put that bus label on me around year 2 to 3, it was tough. But once I was able to fight back, I think things started to get better for me. But it's about your attitude on how you persevere through. Just know that it's never going to be too high all the time. It's going to be lows in there. But you got to try to keep it even keeled. You got to stay being you. Because when your moment do come, I don't want to have no resentment or be mad or at anybody to where I miss my opportunity. And so I think just talking about it with my guys, and then they say, well, now what you going to do? And so I just did something about it one day at a time.
CDG, how do you know when it's time to walk away?
You don't really know, because, I mean, the competitor in me, you know, I had to really talk to myself a little bit to see. because, of course, I'm ending on my own terms, and I'm thankful for this moment because I am happy to not have the stresses of y'all no more. Because the ups and downs of me saying some stuff, boy, and then next thing you know, I got to live through the week and hear this, and it's like, oh, I can't watch TV this week because I said this. I ain't mean to say it like that, but that's how they took it. But those little things like that, I'm excited to get away from. I'm gonna miss everything about it, man. This right now I'm talking that stuff, but I'm gonna miss y'all too, because we all got a job to play and y'all made it fun. And as y'all know, when I'm done, locker rooms close as always.
Yeah. It seemed like there were times during the season where you were entertaining the idea of coming back for one more. Was that a real consideration, and what was the process like that, you know, that got you to this point?
Well, you know what? If I ain't make it back to the Super Bowl, man, I probably wouldn't be up here right now. I promise you. I'd be begging to come on back one more. But I was happy to be able to make it back, to play with my guys, to put that uniform on one last time in the big moment, big stage, and to where we went out there and performed. It all started in, like, one, Vic keeping us prepared, the supporting cast, the coaches, our coaches putting in that work to make sure they relay the message for the week. And we trusted ourselves in that week, man. I felt like me being able to be a part of that was all I needed to know. I felt like my prayers was answered, being able to come back and be with them boys one last time. And I didn't know how it was going to be for real. I mean, we won, and of course the competitor in me wanted to come back, but I know this, I couldn't ask for nothing sweeter than this. And I'm thankful to have came back and to be able to play my last game, like my coach say, with some integrity and play good at that. And so I can always hang my hat on that, where I played good in my last game, went out on my own terms, and went out a champion.
Now, as you returned, what it took for you to get back, I guess, how hard was it for you to return? And there have been some reports that you retore your triceps in that game. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, everything's out now. I mean, I retore it in the game. Didn't know I retore it. I just was still playing. And Even when Nolan tore his, you see he went out there. I mean, it's one of those injuries where it's just a funny. It's way better than my knee and all the other things. But you still got to make sure you let it heal. And this time around, I'm going to make sure I take my time. That'll give me more time to be in the building before I get kicked out my locker.
You alluded to some of the mistakes that you made when you were younger, maybe when you first got here. You know, how did you go about becoming mature, maturing? We're talking a long time here, mm-hmm. 15 years here.
Yep.
Who helped you? What made you become the man that you are now?
Well, you know what? Going through life, everybody, us as men, well, everybody grow at different times. I'll just say that. And I had to grow early because, for one, I wouldn't have a wife if I didn't. So you had to grow up fast because, you know, I mean, man, if you choose to, you know, take that next step in life where I had my wife, it's like, man, I want to be the best man I could be for her. And so I had to clean up some of my old stuff, my old habits, and to grow up. And everybody has a different time when they gonna do that. I mean, because I feel like if I stayed single, I probably wouldn't have did that. And luckily I had a woman in my life that helped me. And of course, you know, just it's a daily walk. It's not perfect. But if you say, I want to be somebody that if I said it, I meant it, and you know, I want to be a man of my word. And so I had to start living like that. And it's just a decision that you got to make with yourself. Don't look too far ahead in the future, because it's about what you do today and what I do today. I'm going to have some integrity about my decisions and my choices today. And we'll worry about tomorrow when it comes, if it comes, because a lot of people, they make it today. So I look at it like it's a daily walk of growth, and sometimes you got to look back to see where you came from in order to see the growth, because it can seem all the same sometimes. But I know for me, just having that woman in my life helped me grow up a whole lot faster.
Nick has said every workplace needs a Brandon Graham. When you hear something like that, what does it mean to you? And is that something that was conscious, that you were trying to create that, or is that just something that came naturally?
I think it just came. You got to be consistent. You know, just like I'm sure, you know, with y'all guys out there, you know, on what you do every day, you got to stay consistent. And consistency is everything. I think it don't matter. You ain't going to please everybody, but I'm going to stay consistent on my energy I bring. I'm going to speak to you even if you don't want to speak to me, whatever it is. Like, it's so much that goes into that. I don't want to fall into somebody I'm not. And so I think just working on that, like, you know, even when I got to talk to y'all after a loss, I know it's coming. I know, but I got to stand tall through it. I can't just be a high guy and not be here for the lows too. So I think that consistency of fighting through the easy wrong thing to do than to go for the hard right thing to do. You know, because it's hard to stand tall when you know you're wrong sometimes. It's hard to stand tall when you lost a game, when you might have guaranteed a game or something like that. You know, you got to sometimes eat your words, but you got to be a man about it and be good. And so I think, yeah, you just got to make sure that you stay consistent.
Brandon, we've spoken a lot to you over the last couple of years about your influence on the younger guys in the room, on Nolan and on Jalix. How do you feel like they rubbed off on you in these last couple of years of your career?
Well, you know what? They keep you hip on what's going on. Not saying that I'm old, but you know what I mean. Different times. It's getting me ready for what I'm going to have to deal with my kids when it's like, that's what y'all talking about now? You know, so I think just being able to be relatable to the guys and but while still being me. I'm going to be me in it. I mean, I wish I could dance like some of these boys, but I'm going to come up with something unique and crafty that I could do to be with y'all, because that's how much I want y'all to know I can appreciate y'all culture too, and I can appreciate what y'all bring to the table. And, you know, I'm learning to accept people where they at in their life, and I think that's the hardest thing for a lot of, I'm going to just say for me, it was a hard thing for me to accept people for where they are in life and how they celebrate you, how they love you, and all that little stuff. And, you know, I learned that from my baby. I can't even take all that credit, but she always say that to me. You know, you gotta meet people where they at, and you got to accept whatever it is that on how they love you and how they express themselves to you. So with them young boys, when they come talk to me, I really take it serious. I really try to be there for them. I really try to just be that listening ear if they just want to talk and complain about something. But then, of course, I'm always in to fix it. Like, so what you going to do about it? All right, you complain to me, I listen to you, so what's next? And so we always try to go through a plan, and then we walk together. Because that's one thing I'm going to miss, though, for real, because being on that field, talking stuff to people, but it's all fun. It's all good competition. It's all, but at the end of the day, I'm really trying to help them when we do go against each other, because I want their coaches to talk about them in a good light. I want them to get paid, too. And I want them to be able to do that for somebody else. I always tell them, return the favor. Remember that you wasn't always where you at. Like, even like a guy like, I'm just thinking of a guy like a Jordan Mulata, you know, somebody on this last year where he don't know. And, man, I was just like, man, this your last year, baby. Just stay focused, off season, work your butt off. Hey, you going through something? Come talk to me. Come talk to whoever you need, whoever you trust. Go talk to him. But let's go. And then just the other day after we win the Super Bowl, we talk again. And I'm like, man, remember that day when you ain't know? And now two contracts later, look where you at. Make sure you serving somebody else. And so that's where I'm at. Like, it's, we don't get there by ourselves. And so that's where I try to pass it on. Even this year with Sweaty, I like, Sweaty, it's your room. I'm just here to watch over it, you know, to see whatever you need from me. Because I don't want you to think that, like, you know, that we ain't in this together. And so that's my way of bringing these guys to let them know, like, it's your time. And like I just told Nolan, like, man, this your room. Look how crazy. Nah, you the guy. You the oldest guy in that room. So let's go out there. Let's go take care of business. And so I just try to be that consistent, constant, you know, ear for someone. And sometimes I need it from my guys too. And them guys, and I will say that's how they helped me. They helped me be able to come to them too, because it's not just them always coming to me. I go to them too, because we build a relationship.
What's the key to making it 15 years?
What'd you say?
What's the secret or the key to making it 15 years?
Well, you better say your prayers, man, because everybody different. Everybody body different. But what I will say is the relationships that I've built over these 15 years is just because of, you know, you got to be intentional about that. And I will say a lot of people, some people don't realize it till after. And I've listened to other guys that left, and I've started to, I'm always an outgoing person anyway, but I've been more intentional on just you never know, man. Like, people always say, man, your smile lights up a room. So I always try to smile because you never know who needs it. And now getting all these messages from guys and just seeing some of the stuff, the impact that you had on guys that you know that took, it took a lot out of them just to even tell me that. But I made sure I heard them, and I made sure I told them how much I appreciate them on telling me that, because I'm going to stay doing it. Because sometimes you can get bored with it. Not even bored with it, but just some stuff you do, you don't think it means anything. But people watch you. And I tell you, like, just like I'm going to tell my kids, it's like, make sure that what you're doing in private, you know, you be proud of, because we all got something. But, you know, you got to stand on whatever it is you do in life. And so for me, I just tried to make sure that I just was the best person I could be, you know, every day, bring the energy. And if I ain't have it that day, hey, y'all, look, I need you. And, you know, Nolan will bring it, or some other guys at the time that I was with will bring it. And so, yeah, man, it's just, you just gotta stay being you, man. Just be you.
Next for you, BG?
You know what? I don't know yet. I said I want to sit down and talk to Mr. Lurie. You had some dinner with him. And so we're going to do that and figure out what I could do to be a part of what's going on. Because I feel like, as you know, we got some good stuff brewing right now. And I want to make sure that I can be a help in whatever it is that I do. And then, of course, I want to be creative on, I ain't got to be all in one basket, have everything all in one, but just kind of, you know, move around. But I don't want to just cold turkey leaving the game, because I love it. I love just the intensity of it. I love just, man, now I can send my goons out for them. Now I got a little different little lingo I'm going to say to these guys on the field, because, of course, I got to talk my stuff. I can't do nothing about it, but I can send Nolan out there to go do it.
how much will you miss trash talking?
I'm going to miss it. But I'm gonna do it in practice too. Like, I'm gonna be a part of something that they got going on, where, you know, I could come in, and even if I'm just coming to practice, doing something to help wash and doing something. I'm gonna always tell the old lineman what I would have did if I was still out there.
Do you have a favorite trash talking moment with somebody from another team?
Anything with Dallas, man. I mean, I'm always talking stuff to Dak. Dak be cool out there when we have our back and forth. But I like Dallas games, and of course, big games that you need, playoffs. But if I had to say, Cowboys is always gonna be number one.
Do you know when you made the decision? What was the moment when you made the finally?
Just talking through it with my wife, talking through it with the team, and then cried about it a couple times. You know, and was like, this the perfect ending to my career right now. And I said, like I said, I want to be a man of my word. I said that this was my farewell tour, and I know I got hurt, and that's what kind of made me in between. But I said, I'm gonna stand tall on it, because I don't know what God got for me that's ahead. That if I don't let this go, I don't know what else He got for me. I will never know if I don't let this go. So I'm happy and thankful to have been here this long, and for them to have believed in me for this long. And I'm happy on how everything this happened over the years. So I'm still happy with my decision. And like I say, if anything I could do to help this team, that's what I want to kind of come up with. And then we hit the ground running.
What does the sack of Brady in the first Super Bowl mean to you? And are you able to sort of close your eyes and still picture it?
Oh, yeah. That's always going to be a good one, because a Michigan guy against another Michigan guy, I mean, that's the only way. I mean, in that sense, the way he did it the year before against the Falcons, man, it was like I was just happy to be able to get him. And it didn't matter who made the play. Like Fletch say, it don't matter who make the play. Just make the play so we can all, whew, we good. Like, and so I just so happened to be there, but it was all of us. The person who took away his first read, that's the guy I need to thank, because all that stuff worked together. And it was a big moment in my career, and that's where I felt like things started to get even better from that point on. But it took me, what, seven years at that point to get there. And then the win, and then it was a back-and-forth game. 500 yards total offense, both sides. I felt like we both was doing good, and somebody made that key play. And that's all it take. I mean, one big play in the game can cost you. And I'm happy we was able to get that. So it's something I'll always remember. And, of course, this last Super Bowl, man, that was That was a great one right there, because we owed them from the first time, and that one stung, but I didn't run from that moment either. In that moment when we lost, I went and congratulated everybody, Coach Reed, and as hard as that was, and I wanted to run because I wanted to go straight to that locker room, but I went out there and I faced it, and I think that's why we all did. We all faced it, and that's why I felt like this moment that we just had was from that. And so if I can tell any kid, any adversity you go through, don't run. Just face it and just know it's going to be better. You're going to be better for it. And one day you're going to look back and say, man, I'm glad I did that, because look at this moment. This moment came back, and we did what we were supposed to do.
Take a few more questions.
Something that you're really going to be remembered for is the work you did in the community, always volunteering, always stepping up. When anybody needed you the most, when did you realize in your career that your involvement in the community was so important to kind of building your career on and off the field?
Well, after my wife got me back outside a little bit, that was the whole point. She was saying, you know, you need to do some community stuff. You need to be out here because it's people that look up to you. And of course, I went out there, started doing little stuff here and there, but then you started to see like the kids and how they react to you. And like I say, I bring that energy. You start to see how much you can really help some of the kids. And so now I just, anytime I'm available, I mean, me and my wife got a little nice little thing going where I just take care of my kids. And if all that stuff is in line, shoot, I mean, we do whatever. And making sure the house is good, we good. And so now I really make sure, like, it's going to turn up even more, me being in the community, because now I got some free time and I want to make sure I spend it the right way. But, you know, that's community service going to be always a part of our family, because I want my kids to know, like, you know, this stuff don't happen by yourself. And, you know, you going to have people looking up to you just as much as I have people looking up to me. And you got to make sure you do something positive with that. And that's the positive by, you know, the people that's coming in the future. They're the future. So I got to make sure I give them the best and let them know it ain't about no money. It ain't about no fame. It ain't about none of that. It's about you going out there and doing work for people that been thrown away from others. And so, and let them know that they are just as special and they got something just fire on the inside that they just haven't tapped into yet, but I'm going to help them, you know, and help them as best I can. So I think I thank my wife for getting me back out there. And, of course, you know, we got to make that decision to stay going. But that's what I've been choosing to do, just stay in that community.
A lot of guys talked about being consistent throughout your career. Mm-hmm. One of the things that has been consistent is the positivity that you've always brought.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from, and how much of an influence do you think that had on the team over the last 15 years?
Well, growing up, you know, my mom, she always, you know, just would say, just some, like, don't be like everybody else. That's why I don't have no tattoos, I don't have no piercings, because I wanted them. I wanted tattoos and all that stuff. But, you know, she would always say, be different. And, you know, I know we didn't used to like to watch the news all the time because it was so much negative. So I just always, that always kind of stuck with me, where it's like, you know, why are we turning that on? You know, there ain't nothing positive that's going to come from it. So it's like, for me, as a kid, I just always tried to go against, like I say, that easy, wrong thing to do, and that's pout and be negative about something. And it's like, all right, you know what? It happened. I'm learning to deal with it as far as, like, it happened, deal with it for a second, but then, all right, what's my plan of action to what's next? And what's the positives from it? And so, you know, I'm getting better with that, because I'd be so quick to move on, because when some negative stuff happens, I know it ain't going to be negative for long, but sometimes I try to stay in it a little bit just to say I felt it. But then I'm always trying to find that plan of action for the next thing. So I think that's where it kind of clicked for me to just stay positive, because it's no sense of being, you know, negative about it, because being negative ain't going to bring you nothing but more negative. So that's why I try to stay positive with it.
Last question, Dave.
There's a lot of athletes in this city who have gone through kind of the criticism that you faced early in your career, and it kind of leaves a scar. You know, they come away from it bitter, and you always seem kind of the opposite. You know, you always had the smile and went out of your way to kind of look people in the eye. Did you have to work on that? And where did it come from?
You know what? I had to work on that for real. I'm still working, because sometimes people can catch me
in a moment where I might be going through something, and it's like they might bring up some old stuff that you might have not still knew that was that you had to deal with. I mean, you still had to get better with. But I think where I unblocked everybody on Twitter, I forgot. There you go. That day, that was it right there. That's when I forgave everybody. I was like, go ahead, unblock them all, man. And so when I think for me, winning that Super Bowl, the way it happened, that helped. But like I say, them conversations and knowing that, man, you're not going to make everybody happy, so stop trying. So stop trying. And so as long as I make as long as my family good now, that's all that really matter. You know, my close people that really mean something to me, as long as we can have conversation and get through things together, that's all that matter, because a lot of people don't know me. A lot of people just watch the football player that I am on what I did, but they don't know me. So I can't be mad at them for them making their own assumptions of whatever it is, because you know what assumptions do. You know, you can't assume. That's why I don't assume, because if I want to know something, I'm going to go talk to them. So in this case, in football, you don't really get to talk to a lot of us, so you're going to talk about it, so you can't really take offense to it. And so I try to help them young boys in that, because I know it stings sometimes hearing some of your guys might that went and turned media and start talking about you, because that's the job, and I understand that too. But some people are just not in that place. But now I understand. I don't take offense to it. I just talk about it, might laugh about it, because you might have said something that you might have didn't know nothing about, you know, me included. So it's like, it just happened. It just happened. So you just got to be you, man. You can't worry about what nobody got to say. You just got to keep being you and trust what you're doing is what you want to do. Don't do it for nobody else. And so that's how I live it, and that's what I'm trying to hope I can spread for my kids. It's about what you think, not what I think. It's about what you think, because you're the one that did it. So that's it.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks.
Appreciate y'all.
The Brandon Graham retirement press conference there. Here we, that was I'm so glad we got to air that and happened during our show. Listen, I'm happy for Brandon. What an amazing career. And you could tell just right away the emotion was just
yeah,
got him.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to him before this. I kind of knew it was coming. So, you know, I was just listening to him. And I didn't say nothing to him, but I kind of figured he was going to cry because he was still dealing with a whole lot.
Yeah, he was. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls, we'll react to it together. 215-592-9494. Brandon Graham, his retirement press conference, your reaction, and his legacy here as an all-time Philadelphia Eagle. That's up next. We're live at spring training on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show live from Philly Spring Training. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. And Hugh, we got a chance to air the Brandon Graham press conference there. And let's take everyone's phone calls, 215-592-9494. Brandon Graham, his legacy to you. Hugh, when I say Brandon Graham's legacy, what is it to you?
Two-time Super Bowl champion, longest tenured Eagle ever, and just epitome of being in Philadelphia to me. I think Brandon Graham is like everything that I would want to, well, not really want to be, but I admire him for the person that he is. You know, because I think back on, you know what's the ironic part about all of this? Is the same people that called him a bust, probably are some of the same people that cheer for him and wearing his jersey and all this other stuff.
Same people that might be crying when he cried 40
yes,
minutes ago.
Yeah, and the same cats that when they talk about him say, oh, I was always a Brandon Graham fan. But he's embraced everybody. Like, Brandon Graham is the epitome of what it is to be on social media. And he talked about it how, you know, how tough it was for him to go through that bus scenario, and for how tough it was for him to go outside because he was embarrassed, and how his wife talked him through all that, to become one of the most iconic Eagles to ever put on the football uniform. Or play the game. I mean, think about that. You talk about Jerome Browns. You talk about an elite group of guys. Jerome Brown, Reggie White, Seth Joyner, Brian Dawkins, just to name a few.
Yep.
Hugh Douglas.
Thank you, Kyle. But I'm very humbled it's very humbling to be in his presence and to have the type of relationship that I have with him. Because he's accomplished so much, he's seen so much. And even though I am the elder statesman, I think his legacy should be revered, and it should be like a template that every NFL player, especially if you're playing here in Philadelphia, need to follow.
I said this to you guys off air, but I think it's true. I think Brandon Graham is the greatest Eagle of all time.
I mean, I don't think that's far-fetched.
Like, to play 15 years, the most games ever played in an Eagles uniform, 2 Super Bowl rings, the defining play for their first ever Super Bowl championship. I mean, the number's going to be retired without question in my mind.
Yep.
And I just think all of that together, you can make the case that, like, it, you know, obviously it'll depend on how you personally define what greatness is. But to me, I think Brandon Graham is the greatest Eagle of all time.
So, you know, he's up there, right? He played the most games ever. You said he made the defining play in franchise history. Though, I think, like, he's like the ultimate Eagle. He embodied every part of
exactly.
Eagles and Eagles fandom, right? Like, he wasn't the best player in the NFL, but he was a really good player for a long time. He also went through – we had all the different range of emotions with him, Hugh. You said it. Like, he was a guy that a lot of people in the beginning just said, he's not that guy, right?
Didn't like him.
He was a bust. That was the way he was viewed because of the way his career went the first 3 years. And to hang on, like, there's something about his career that, to me, embodies, like, he's the ultimate Eagle. Like, and the loyalty that the fans here show, he showed it to the team. He never left.
I mean,
to play 15 years, he is the only, I believe he's the only Eagle ever to play in 200 football games in an Eagles uniform.
Yeah.
That's so many games.
Yeah, and you talk about, for me, it's the legacy, the history of him as a person. I remember when Brandon got drafted. I remember when they drafted him, how Andy talked about him. And how people talked about him when he got hurt his first couple years, and they were talking about he wasn't that good. And there was a time where, if I'm not mistaken, there was some conversation being had about whether or not they were going to keep him or try to let him go or whatever. They worked through all of that. And he was here, and he had some of the most significant moments as an Eagle. I remember calling him after the Rams game. And I said, dog, if this is the end, what better way to go out? You know, because that's what we would talk. When we would talk, I would just talk as a friend and tell him, you know, hey, man, you've done a lot. like there's nobody that I think that if you, like I said, you put your career up to anybody else's, I don't give a damn if you're in the Hall of Fame or going to the Hall of Fame. You take Brandon Graham's career and you take a Hall of Famer's career and you ask somebody, what do you want to be when you're done playing? It's a toss up. I mean, because when I think about what he's been able to accomplish, man, I remember when I got drafted playing for the Jets, I was like, hell, I ain't never going to know what it's going to be like to play in the playoffs. Never. And that was my first couple years, you know. And then I, you know, obviously I got traded or whatever. And then I started somewhere else. But to be somewhere for as long as he's been somewhere in one place and to see so many different forms of this Eagles football team, of this franchise, to go through so many different changes, man, and to be here for all of them, that's big. I can't express to you enough how big that is. You've seen it all. That's why he should write a book. I think if Brandon wrote a book, no, hands down, the first couple months, it'll be the bestseller in Philadelphia. No question about it.
There is, I mean, look, he connected with this fan base yes. to a level that most players never do. I mean,
no.
He is beloved, and he should be. 215-592-9494. Brandon Graham, the official retirement here. What a career. And Hugh, 15 years
15
in one
of them
city.
Things.
And this, there's
in
not many players
place.
In the history of Philadelphia, any of the teams, to play for 15 years, to never go anywhere else. Like, he's an Eagle. I'm excited for the next stage of his life and career. I'm sure he's going to do something in the business that we do. I mean, he's been on the air for years with the Brandon Graham Show, which, you know, has been great.
What are we going to do before the Players' Lounge now?
I don't know.
Damn it, man. I don't know. Maybe we could talk Brandon into doing something with the station, man. I mean,
I hope he does.
I know it's still early. And Brandon, I know you're still probably talking to folks, man, but damn. I just thought about that. What are we going to do?
You worried about your lead-in?
Oh, yeah. We had a nice little lead-in, man. Hey, and the fact that we got a chance. He flamed one of his teammates right before he retired. He lit him on fire.
That night was wild.
No,
that night
did.
Was
no.
He joked about that in the press conference. Like,
yes,
at least I don't have to deal with all the reaction when I say something.
And then he got off stage in Brandon Graham fashion and asked, hey, was that too much? Nah, bro. Not at all.
Just enough.
It was just enough to keep us going. Now you on the other side of this thing now.
Yeah, he is. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, we'll come back. Next segment is for you. Your reaction, your thoughts. What is Brandon Graham's legacy to you? One of the great players in franchise history, 15 years. What a career. 2 Super Bowls and the most iconic play and most important play in Eagles history. Your calls on Brandon Graham coming up next. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.